Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
He is Cole Bryson. I am Diesel. This is Wire to Wire. You Tolos, hope you've been listening the entire show. Those of you doing what you're told, you've been doing that since the very beginning of the show, and keep listening all the way until 7 o'clock. If you're good little boys and girls, maybe we'll get ESPN to keep funding your conference for a couple of more years.
I like for ESPN to fund some of my outfits.
Yeah, I love that too, man. Speaking of funding, somebody who just came into a nice little chunk of change over the past couple of weeks is Derek Brown from the Carolina Panthers. He just signed a four-year, $96 million contract. Mm. And when asked what he's going to do now that he is a very, very rich man, he said, you know what? I think I'm going to splurge. I'm going to put in a pool. So Derek Brown, with all his money, I don't know where he lives. I assume he's got a big, beautiful house somewhere in Mecklenburg County. He has decided he's going to go Clark W. Griswold, and he is going to put a pool in his backyard.
He might live on the lake. There's a lot of people up there, famous people that live on Norman. Or
yeah, when I was a kid, like all the famous NASCAR drivers had their houses out on Norman.
Yeah, they did.
Except for, there might have been more, but I know Dale Jarrett had his house on Lake Hickory.
Yeah, and small lake.
Yeah, it's a small lake that does eventually feed into Lake Norman.
Sure.
But his house, the interesting thing about his house is it's like kind of out on a promenade, out on a point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge, beautiful house. Not throwing any shade at Dale Jarrett at all, because he certainly spared no expense. But apparently his house, they did not quite give the land enough time to settle.
Ooh.
And rumor had it that there were a lot of cracks in the foundation at the old Jarrett homestead there in Hickory.
Not what you want.
No, I mean, hey, I've caught some big fish out of Hickory.
Yeah, it's a good lake.
Yeah, fished it a whole bunch of times over the years. But he's going to put in a pool in his backyard.
Wonder if he's financing it.
So the question I would like to ask all of you here on the show, as we're coming down to the final 37 minutes of the show here today, if you came into $96 million in a contract, what would you splurge on? What would be the first thing you splurge on? So pretend for a minute that you are Derek Brown, okay? You're 25. You're just a few years removed from college. You were on scholarship. You don't have any debt from college. I mean, who knows? He might have a little debt here or there, credit card debt. Who knows? But you have no real debt, okay? And you're now stinky rich.
His debt-to-income ratio is probably pretty good.
It's pretty good. What would your first splurge be? You Tolos, jump on the stream. Whether you're streaming us on Facebook, on YouTube, or on Twitter, search for The Fan Upstate. If you're not yet, jump in there. We've got 115 Tolos watching the show right now. Let's get up to 150. Can we reach 150?
I think so.
By the end of the show. Whatever platform it is you like, make sure you hit the like button, the subscribe button, the follow button, whatever it is there. Help us build out these platforms and make them bigger and bigger. Everybody wins when you do that. But what would be your first splurge, Cole? You're now a rich man.
I would probably, my first splurge. That is such a good question because it is things you think about, like the whole conversation of if you hit the lottery, what's the first thing you do? I think I would probably have...
You got $24 million a year. You're not getting all 96 up front. You got 24 a year.
Let me do my calculator.
Then you're paying taxes on that. You're paying taxes on that. I would imagine if you're... I don't know what the tax bracket is
15,
for somebody making...
14, 15 million a year you're left with.
Yeah,
like
so
that.
let's multiply that by, you know, you're gonna take home about 65, 70% of that.
Sure.
So let's multiply that by 0.6 just for simplicity's sake. So your take home is going to be about $14.5 million.
A year?
A year. Depending on what tax bracket that puts you in. But let's just say $14 million for simplicity's sake.
Yeah. That's only 1.16 a month. So I don't know if I would be able to afford that new truck.
Sorry, you're not going to be able to get a new Maserati on the first of every month. I mean, you could. You're not going to be able to get a new McLaren. Okay, no new McLaren every month.
That would equal down to $41,666 a day.
Yow.
I would probably diesel. It'd probably be a beach house.
A beach house.
A beach house.
Would you finance it or would you pay it off?
I think I'd. It would not be an ocean lake. So I'll tell you that.
You wouldn't Airbnb it.
It wouldn't be at Myrtle Beach. It wouldn't be at Ocean Lakes, not even Surfside. I would probably have a beach house. That would probably be my first splurge. Because, what did you say, $14 million a year?
$14 million a year.
I mean, a beach house is going to be a little pricey, plus taxes, and depending on the state you buy it in, right? Yeah. I'd probably go beach house in Florida.
That gets you a storage unit in California.
Yeah, and a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I would probably go Florida. Location-wise. I don't know. I love the
What if it gets blown over by a hurricane?
Well, that's true. I just love the coast. Like, I love the Northeast as well. Yep. Like, the Northeast, man, there's some good fishing up there. It might be a huge fishing boat. But I believe a beach house, man, like, probably somewhere on an island, beachfront view.
Yeah?
Oh, man.
We got a lot of Tolos checking in here. Trey says, I'm legit buying a street-legal gravedigger. So you mean, like, a big pickup, right? Because... Gravedigger was a wagon, right?
I don't know.
Wasn't Gravedigger a wagon? Like an old-timey wagon.
Madcraft says a new bass boat or a deep-sea boat. Yeah, I mean,
Gravedigger's a wagon. Almost like a van, kind of. Like, it's an old truck.
Yeah.
But it has an enclosed back end.
What would yours be?
I would buy a fully restored, like, retro-modded... I don't know, probably like a 1950s pickup truck.
I love that.
I love them.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
yeah, like,
I got,
you know,
one better.
Gorgeous, perfectly restored mid-50s truck. I honestly, I don't care what brand it is. I love them all. You know, all those trucks,
forward,
vehicles
man.
Had
forward.
So
you
much
go
style.
Forward.
No.
You got to go forward.
No.
All
That's
right,
just
so
a bleeping old rebuilt Dodge.
Shut it. All right. I'll tell you what mine, if it wasn't the beach house, I just, as soon as you said, old truck. You've seen John Wick.
Yeah.
My first splurge may be John Wick Mustang. It's 1969, Boss 429.
You know, I just had a thought when I was taking a quick lap, stretch my legs in that interview. There's somebody sitting at the light over here in a, which would have been a fourth gen Camaro, so like a 90s Camaro.
Yeah.
Loud AF, just sitting at the stoplight.
Sure.
And I was just thinking, why is it every time there's a jerk making a lot of noise in their car, it's always a Camaro driver?
You don't like that John Wick Mustang, though?
No, I love that John Wick Mustang.
Automatic shifter.
Man, mid-60s Mustangs.
Wood grain steering wheel.
Oh, dear God. Yeah,
man.
I mean, a great answer would say I'd buy a mid-50s truck and Eleanor.
Yeah.
From Gone in 60 Seconds. I don't know. I don't know if I would want the OG Gone in 60 Seconds Eleanor, which I believe was like a 72.3.4
yeah.
Mach 2 fastback, yellow with black racing stripes, or if I would want the Nicolas Cage Gone in 60 Seconds Eleanor, which was a 67 GT500.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I've always been a Mustang Ford guy. I don't know if any of that compares to the 69, 70 Mustang. I mean, the hood scoop. John Wick Mustang, I think, is probably the best car movie. I mean, it's just so iconic.
It was a 70. So the original 19, it was a 1971 Ford Mustang. Man, that's such a cool car.
You talking about John Wick's?
No. This was Gone in 60 Seconds.
How about a 1994 white Bronco?
Hey, those are probably going up as a collector's item.
I should have said that.
I saw a meme earlier that said if OJ's funeral doesn't look like this, somebody's doing it wrong, and it's a white Bronco with a bunch of cop cars behind it. Y'all are terrible.
I should not have said that. One Take says, I would fix my 2005 truck, not buy a new one. I like that. I like a fixer-upper.
Okay.
You have $16 million a year, you might would
splurge. I mean, that's a smart move. Yeah, that's a smart move just to fix up your car. But you got $14 million a year, man.
Yeah.
I want you to think a little bigger.
Yeah,
I want you to think a little bigger than that.
And go get a full tank of gas this time, you know? Like, don't just fill it up at halfway. I mean, we're really splurging here. $16 million.
Yeah, you can afford to put in the mid-grade this time.
Yeah. Come on.
Let's see. Trey did say the street legal gravedigger Badcraft responded to that and said might have to lower that hitch about 8 feet. If you like, I don't think that, you know, you're not going to be able to get under underpasses. Certainly not going to be able to get through the Starbucks drive through and get your iced coffees there, Cole.
With a
gravedigger.
No. Listen, I'm all for a jacked up truck. However,
just don't squat it, because it's going to be illegal.
Now.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God that's illegal, because don't even get me started. Anyways, there's so many things I would splurge on. Derek Brown putting in a pool, I think, you know, that's a good start.
Yeah.
Maybe he may repaint the outside or something and really, really go, you know, big time. If
I get
wants
a pool
to.
That big, I get a huge pool and I would get my own Sea-Doo just for the pool.
Sure. He may even get a new mailbox while he's at it.
Wow.
Hey, now the pool, though, I mean, like you say new pool, it could be like a pool.
Infinity pool, like a
sure.
gorgeous pool.
Like four different
yeah.
pods of water, three waterfalls.
I would have like a Bass Pro style pond in my own house.
It heats up. The pool does.
Yeah.
It also lights up. It also has like massage chairs you can lay on and you know, get
nice.
Your feet wet. I'm just thinking, like, if Derek, yeah.
Yeah, I have to wait till year two of your contract to get some of those upgrades.
That's true. Trey says the car in Sylvester Stallone's Cobra. I'm sorry, the computer's far away and I can't read. My eyesight sucks, as JD likes to point out. The car in Sylvester Stallone's Cobra is pretty awesome. 58 Sunburst Flying V would be dope, says
Matt. Oh, that's a 1950 Mercury is what the car was in that movie.
What movie is it?
Cobra. I've seen it once as a kid. I've seen it. Here, I'll show you. I'll turn around the computer here so you can see it. That's
oh, wow.
the car.
Anybody, no, I'm not a fan. Not a fan.
You don't like the old
not
cars?
Not a fan. Nah. All that right. looks too like I'm going to a funeral car. I'm all good.
It kind of looks like a taxi from the 50s.
It does. Give me John
Just
Wick's Mustang.
Black.
I'll put John Wick's Mustang up against anything. Any movie car. I mean, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
What was the old...
I'd put my dog through obedience training. That's not the first thing I would splurge on, but man, he needs it.
Is that expensive?
That kind of obedience training, yeah. I'm talking like world class obedience training.
Hmm.
Because he's a jerk right now at 10 months old.
I never thought you would. I mean, that didn't cross my mind for one of the first things to splurge on. But I get it. I get it.
I mean, the reality
of it is you can splurge on a lot. You
if
know?
I'm that rich, I don't want my dog sitting in a crate all day.
Sure.
You know, he needs to be able to manage himself in the house, right? So I'm going to need probably like two or three more Dobermans.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to need to have them all trained up.
And a housekeeper maid. I mean, you'll need
yeah.
a lot at that point. But
yep.
good for him, man. I love, I like the stories where the players, you know, make it big, get that first big contract, mm-hmm. and then just go take care of their parents or
I
friends.
Like the ones who are smart, though.
Sure.
I mean, a pool is a great splurge. Now, it depends on, you know, right, like you said, what kind of pool he goes for. But I do like the ones who are smart and who don't just rush out and buy five cars and a new house for themselves and a new house for mom and all this stuff. Like be smart with your money. Like, first thing you should do is splurge on one hell of a financial advisor who watches your accounts so that your interpreter
like
can't
Ipe.
Take $16 million out of your accounts.
I would call Ipe would be my first splurge. Ipe, I got some good parlays, buddy.
Yeah. You need to set up an illegal sports book. Take all the Shohei's money.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the casino and just, you know, you like, I don't know if you're a big casino guy, but real quick before we hit a break, the last splurge.
I do like casinos. I'm uncomfortable in them just because I realize how fast I can lose money in them.
Oh, yeah, big time. So every time I walk by a roulette table, I've always thought about, like, I want to put, like, $5,000 on black, you know? But if you had that kind of money, that could be a great splurge. Because think about it. You splurge $5,000 on black, all of a sudden you might have $10,000.
Yeah.
Or none.
Yeah, I've seen somebody not at a roulette table. We were in Curacao for our honeymoon almost a year ago, and – you know, I had not spent a whole lot of time in casinos because we don't have
it's illegal.
We don't have
gamble,
card games
people.
In South Carolina at our casinos, or at least if we do, I don't go to them. So I genuinely don't know. So anyway, we're at this casino, and we're playing blackjack, and we're playing I think at the $5 or $10 hand table. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the only thing that's open because we're there in the daytime.
Sure.
And there's about three of us at the table, and then some dude just comes up and starts throwing down like $100 bets. And he's fourth in line to get cards. And maybe, like, probably truthfully doesn't matter where you are in line. Like, chance, you're going to get the cards that you're going to get.
Yeah.
But, so this guy is fourth in line. There's three of us. We're all throwing down $5 and $10 bets.
Yeah.
And he just walks up and starts throwing down $100 bets. He does it, like, two or three times, loses a bunch of money, and just walks away.
A lot of people like that, man.
I don't understand that.
Like you said, it can get crazy. If you're not careful, it really can. It really can. It's not the healthiest thing in the world. It's actually better that there's probably one. It's probably better, Diesel, that there's not one in South Carolina, for my sake.
Yeah.
Because when I lived in Texas, I did go to Oklahoma. I was only like 45 minutes from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And, every now and then, my GPS accidentally took me to Oklahoma, to the casino.
Yeah,
it happens.
I'll tell you this, man. Those Native American casinos, they're just taking it back one hand at a time.
No doubt. All right, last segment of the program coming your way. Diesel and I will give you a Masters update. We will also have our Daily Wires for you if you missed out on any of those. And the last chance for you to get your thoughts in, 71307. Phone lines will open them up. Last segment, 844-326-3663. Let us know who's going to win the Masters. He's Diesel, I'm Cole Bryson, and this is the Fan Upstate.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I have something very interesting, Diesel, that I want to close the show with. And it's not the best news in the world for Clemson fans, for Clemson basketball fans that are wanting to get back to the Elite Eight. And I have a question for you. And I want to get to this tweet, because this is where I saw this today. On Twitter, I want to give credit to the person who tweeted it out as I pull it up. Chapel Fowler, who covers Clemson football and more for the state, he tweeted this out, so I want to give him credit for that. I did retweet it, and I want to get to this tweet on in this last segment, Diesel. So, do you remember, after the Elite Eight, what R.J. Godfrey said to the press, the media that night?
I'm going to Disney World.
Oh, besides that.
After I'm going to build a pool.
No, not quite.
Oh, okay.
R.J. Godfrey said, in an interview with TigerNet.com, I really do believe this is not our last time here. We're going to be back. I'm just so thankful for these guys, and I can't wait to get back on the court next year. The very first thing, I really do believe this is not our last time here. We're gonna be back, says R.J. Godfrey, who had a really good tournament, right?
He did, yeah.
He played really solid.
In some of those games, he was better than P.J. Hall.
He was. He was really solid. I like what I saw from R.J. Godfrey. So that's good news. R.J. Godfrey, yeah.
Clemson fans got to feel good about that.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what?
Wait a minute.
No.
No, not quite.
Hmm.
13 days later. 13 days later, R.J. Godfrey decides, oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and hit that portal.
Right.
So after he told you, Clemson fans, Clemson Nation, Clemson Tigers everywhere, we're going to be back here next year, I believe it. 13 days go by, and Diesel, he just says, well, I've decided I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, about that.
Is that a worse look for him or for Clemson basketball?
That's a worse look for him. I mean, that right there is the sign of a dude who will go anywhere to the highest bidder. I hope for the sake of this sport that more and more of these guys lose their ass on chasing NIL dollars. Like, guys, they enter the portal and then they don't have a home. I know in football last year, that was something around like 40% of guys who enter the transfer portal don't end up on a roster somewhere. So their careers are done. Like, it's a gamble. And I don't think enough of these guys know or realize that it is a gamble to enter the transfer portal. There's a very good chance you don't get picked up somewhere. I mean, R.J. Godfrey, a guy like him will, right?
You know what Dabo would say about R.J. Godfrey? He is, though. Dabo's right. Yeah. Dabo, he's right. Like you just said 13 days ago.
Yeah. I mean, we need these situations to not work out. I wish that there were guys who had enough influence. You know, somebody who transferred away from a Clemson, for example, or tried to, who entered the transfer portal from Clemson, and they're in the locker room the next year telling the next crop of guys, hey, you might want to realize that the grass is greener where you are. You know, what?
Yeah.
Isn't it a Clemson saying, be good where your feet are?
Sure.
Isn't that one of theirs? I believe I've heard Dabo say that.
He probably has.
A Daboism. It's like, be great where you are.
He probably has.
So these guys are going to have to learn that it not always does it work out?
Well, I would like to go back to the 5 o'clock fight from a few days ago. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. It was not the 5 o'clock fight. It was a segment where you asked, if we were college football king, what would we do? And my third point was, and I want to do this here with R.J. Godfrey and every high school and college player in the nation, I want to ban the word committed. Because R.J. Godfrey, whether you like it or not, was not committed to Clemson.
True.
He was not. Committed means you are going to stick with it through thick and thin. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
R.J. Godfrey was set to be a huge piece of that offense next year. Huge piece of that
they need
team.
It, especially with P.J. not coming back. You know, that's not good. P.J. Hall, Diesel, as much.
Does he have a COVID year?
He actually has a COVID year left.
Still have guys with.
I don't think he'll.
Did he redshirt? Did he medically redshirt?
I don't know. I don't know how.
I thought that, you know, 2025. Yeah, an incoming class for 2020,
mm-hmm.
20, 21, 22, 23. So 2024 should be the last year of guys with an extra year of eligibility, assuming they didn't have a medical redshirt.
Which would be this year?
As well. No, 20. I guess so.
That's crazy.
Jeez.
But let me say this. For as much crap as we give people, like when I say I want to take the word committed and ban it, I also do want to give credit to guys like P.J. Hall, because P.J. Hall – Diesel, I don't know the situation. He probably could have went somewhere else and transferred. Yeah. He's good enough. He's one of the best, I think, one of the better big men in all of the nation. I do want to give credit to guys like him, especially him, for sticking with it and showing that regardless of NIL, regardless of transfer portal, you can stick with your team, and that's what he did.
So many of these guys, I believe, are truly just trying to extort their university's NIL collectives for money. Like, R.J. Godfrey could have no real intention of transferring. Again, he's going to get picked up somewhere. Unfortunately, there's no rule banning transfers within the conference. I mean, if we could only put one rule onto the transfer portal right now, I'd say no transferring within the conference.
You never know. Like, he may, I wouldn't bet on it, but he may land in the ACC.
He may. And I would. I see the very real likelihood and possibility that guys enter the transfer portal hoping that their NIL collectives will throw more money at them. Let's just say he was already tabbed to make 20 grand in the transfer portal or in NIL at Clemson. Well, he enters the transfer portal, and then all of a sudden the NIL collective says, "Oh, now if you want to leave, we're going to offer you 75 grand or 100 grand or whatever it might be." To try to get him to stay. And he'll say, "Oh, okay, yeah, I'll stay." And maybe it was intention all along, or maybe he's just like, "I really don't care where I go play as long as I'm making more money."
Madcraft said he saw somewhere where P.J. Hall was 55th in draft ranking. However you want to take that, LOL, says Madcraft. I think P.J. Hall last year, you know, when he thought about going pro, I think he made the right decision coming back. But I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, my opinion –
I don't know how much more he can really improve his draft stock.
Sure, and I think I'll be honest with you, I have this conversation and debate with a lot of people. I think P.J. Hall's an NBA player.
He's not going to get any bigger. He's not going to get any stronger.
And he had a great run, man.
He had a fantastic career at Clemson. They made the Elite Eight, leading scorer. I mean, I think this might be the peak, because what if he either injures himself, which is bad. He would have a insurance policy against that, so he would be fine there financially. But what if he has a down season through no fault of his own?
Sure.
I mean, what if the players around him
just aren't good,
and he can't achieve what he achieved this year, and then all of a sudden he hurts his draft stock? I mean, you know, you got to strike when the iron is hot.
Hey, 50,
and it's as warm as it's going to be.
55 in the draft rankings, not bad.
No,
I mean
that's a second rounder, right?
Yeah.
That's a second rounder.
Second, late second. Early third. Yeah, I mean, no, that's not bad at all. I mean, I think P.J. Hall has what it takes to play in the NBA. And, we've seen guys from his same high school this year having really good seasons in the NBA in Clowney. I think he goes pro. Clemson's in trouble, though. I mean, P.J. Hall leaving potentially, obviously, now with R.J. Godfrey and some of the other guys. The coverage bared.
Yeah, I mean, Clemson is – they're going to have to rebuild from scratch. And maybe this is Brad Brownell's real opportunity. If he wants to prove himself as a real X's and O's coach and doesn't really want to have to do as much work in recruiting, which he would have to do a lot, maybe this is his opportunity to say, hey, look, Clemson, open up the coffers.
Yeah.
Get me the transfer class that I need, and I will prove to you that I am the X's and O's mind that a lot of people think I am, and I will get you back to the NCAA tournament.
I just hope that Brad Brownell, I mean, he's already lost a few, and I hope that he's not in the same situation as Coach Cal. I hope he's not in that situation, man. There is no team. That might be the best audio. There, I met with a team. There is no team.
Coach Cal is such a trash talker, man. I love that guy.
That's fantastic. I like him too, man. I hope it works out for him at Arkansas. All right, a lot of stuff going on this weekend locally. Diesel, obviously, the Masters still wrapping up. Who do you have this weekend? Clemson, NC State in three, and the Clemson, NC State three games, and then South Carolina, Florida.
I don't think Clemson's going to sweep. I think Clemson will win two out of three.
Yeah.
South Carolina at Florida. Oh, man, this is one of those, like, the swing game could go either way.
It could.
South Carolina's not going to get swept. So let's go there.
There you go. I like it.
First and foremost, they're not going to get swept. I do think South Carolina wins at least one. On the road, though, I know Florida is struggling a little bit at the moment. I think South Carolina... I think they get two out of three.
I like it.
I do think that it's going to be tough. One of those is going to be a tight ball game.
Hey, that'd be huge for them, though.
Yeah.
That would really be really big.
Yeah, and taking a quick look at your master scores as we're about to take off. Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, and Max Homa tied for first place at -6. Scheffler is on the 14th, has a chance to maybe put himself solely in first place today with a few holes left to go. Thanks for listening. I'm Diesel. He's Cole Bryson. Check out our podcast on whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts. Make sure you give us a thumbs up, a like, a follow, a subscribe, whatever it is.
Tolo.
We'll be back on Monday, Tolos.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.